Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. All right, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, I may or may not write a column for Channel 4 about the LSU game on Monday, but if I do, I'm going to tell you what it is. I have suffered the Saints getting a Super Bowl stolen from them from the worst officiating call in the history of the world. I've watched the Astros lose 4 fucking World Series home games in a row, which has never happened in 150 years of baseball. I watched the Saints lose on the last play of a playoff game for the 3rd straight year. I cannot have LSU lose Monday night. I cannot have it. That is too much sports sadness.
Well, I told you about my son and how, you know, he basically said, you know, for the first time ever after the Saints game, you know, he said it sucks to be a Saints fan, and he said, you know, for the first time ever, he introduced some self-loathing into his life. He said, I hate my life. That's what he said right after.
Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
So we're walking to the bus this morning, and you know, I tell him, yeah, man, you know, I really need this LSU win. I really need them to pull this off. And he just kind of looks at me. You can see it kind of the wheels turning. You can see him internalize it. And he just goes, yeah, you know, kind of like an exasperated, like, holy shit, I need this too. So, it's like sometimes, you know, people, they say one word and it's almost like that they've just written a novel, you know. It's just like, yeah, there was so much packed into that one word. But like, to me, that kind of just said it all, that sentiment, like, I need this.
Yeah. I mean, and as far as the game itself, I mean, look, 2011 with LSU, they didn't have a quarterback. Alabama had one of the great defenses of all time. LSU did too. And LSU lost 20-0, and they didn't cross midfield and all that nonsense. But and it doesn't have any effect for the game Monday. But one thing I think that people are underrating is, because LSU's offense, Andrew, was so bad in that 2011 game, even though it was a majority LSU crowd, They never could get going. They never could get any life going in that. The stadium never got rocking because LSU couldn't score. And fans, we can say whatever we want. I like defense and blah, blah, blah. No. To get your crowd into the game, you got to score fucking points, right? Even though the Saints were down 20-10, the dome was still rocking because everybody in the stadium was like, we got Drew Brees. They could still figure this out. It's getting really late, but they could still figure it out. So for LSU, I think it's going to be bananas on a level above and beyond 2007 or even 2003. when they first won the title under Saban, because Joe Burrow and that offense is so amazing, it's just going to make that stadium electric in a way that I think Clemson doesn't know what they're getting into.
Yeah, why you got to cut me so deep, Ralph, and bring that Alabama game back up? Why you got to do that to me? Seriously, as an LSU fan, and so I'm very much Saints 1 and LSU's like 3. I leave 2 empty because I need space between the Saints and everyone else. But I put LSU football at 3, and I care a lot about it. I mean, it's nowhere near the level of Saints. Nothing is, but you know, I'm a huge passionate fan, and you know, to me, it's one of those things where a lot of times when the Saints have been horrible, they've kind of been able to lift me up in the same weekend when they've had a big win or whatever. So there's always been a little bit of a counterbalance there. And you mentioned that Alabama game. Was it Jefferson and Jarrett Lee? Was that who the quarterbacks were back then?
Yep.
So, I mean, you can't compare the two. I mean, Alabama was just so utterly dominant on the offensive line, on the defensive line. Absolutely mauled LSU in the trenches. They had no chance. LSU was so one-dimensional offensively. Jefferson couldn't throw the ball at all, and it was all about Fournette and handing the ball off to him and just trying to get yards on the ground. So it was a very one-dimensional offense, and quite frankly, in the trenches, they just weren't as good as Alabama. They didn't have the five-star super. And in Alabama, all those guys ended up going in the first round. All those guys in the trenches were first-round picks. So, you know, the difference between that and the matchup now, when you talk about Joe Burrow, who is the Heisman Trophy winner, is about to be the first overall pick. When you talk about all three of his receivers who are candidates to be first-round picks, all three of them. And you talk about Thaddeus Moss, who is Randy Moss's son, for God's sake, and the running back who's probably at least in the mix to be a first or second round pick. I mean, Clyde, I don't know where he's going to fall in terms of his draft evaluation, but he's an awesome player. You look at the firepower on this team, and I don't know that, like, if you put, and we always make this joke, could LSU beat the Saints? Or could LSU beat the Cleveland Browns? Or could Alabama beat the Cleveland Browns? It's always this thing, and everyone says you're crazy. But if you ask me, and I'm not even say beat, could LSU, and you know they would get killed in the trenches against any NFL team, but if you put them up against the weakest defense, could LSU's offense go down the field and score on a poor NFL defense? I believe the answer is yes. Now, they might have to play 4 quarters, but could they put a ball in the end zone on an NFL defense? I think Joe Burrow is that good. I think his receivers are that good. That's the kind of talent we're talking about. So, like, to me, when you reference that Alabama game where they were grossly overmatched, and from an X's and O's standpoint, yeah, LSU just didn't really have it, I just think it's night and day.
Well, that's
and
what I'm saying.
I think you go into a game now where, quite frankly, Clemson's the one that's overmatched.
I mean, Clemson.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
They're good. They haven't lost a game in 2+ years. Trevor Lawrence has never lost a start for them. The thing with Clemson, though, is their team last year was
unbelievable. They had, I think, three guys drafted in the first round off their defensive line. They have a great running back in ATN who was from Louisiana, but he wasn't a super high recruit, and LSU didn't get on him till late, and Clemson got him. But the thing about Clemson is, and everybody says, oh, Alabama moved the ball on LSU with Tua, and you know, Trevor Lawrence is maybe better than Tua, or at least just as good. But the thing about Alabama had four wide receivers that are awesome. Clemson's got two, you know? So I just think it's different. I don't think Clemson is going to get pressure on LSU. The thing is, Clemson's secondary, they've got some dudes that are going to be really high picks. They've got a safety who's amazing. I just think of it, Andrew, my only thing is with LSU, this entire year, no one has really hit them in the mouth where you looked at a game and you're like, oh, they're down 14-3. Joe Burrow, you better get it together. Like, they've had moments where it's been tight. You know, Auburn, it got tight. Florida, it was tight.
Yep.
Alabama got Texas. Tight in the end. But you know what I'm saying? There was never sort of a crisis moment for LSU, even in one game. So I'll be interested to see if Clemson can do that to them. But I think it's far more likely that LSU does it to Clemson and hits them in the mouth hard early.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, I think when you play LSU, It's just a given that they're going to score. They're going to get theirs offensively, and you just have to hope that maybe you always. I love the saying that you have, Ralph. It's falling ass backwards into a turnover. You know, the ball bounces weird, or you're just laying on the ground and you're like, oh, there's the football next to me. It's a fumble. I guess I can recover this. So, like, sometimes you just get ridiculous luck.
Yeah.
And I think Clemson is going to have to hope for that. They're going to have to hope that on 3rd and 2 from the 11-yard line, they get a fluke stop, which forces LSU to kick a field goal. Like, that's how they're going to get wins, because LSU is going to make plays and they're going to amass yards, and their offense is just that good. But I think Clemson has the firepower to do that too. But I just think where LSU could potentially get in trouble is kind of what the Saints did this weekend. Which is, and it's a little bit different, but I just feel like LSU is so far superior to Clemson, and I feel like the Saints were superior to the Vikings, that for the Saints to lose that game, it was going to come down to all their star players playing like shit, and they lose the turnover battle. And that's exactly what happened in that game, and they lost in overtime. They barely lost, right? So I think this game, when it starts, LSU is at least 10 points better than Clemson. That's a given. And so how they can shrink the margins is winning the turnover battle, you know, shrinking the clock, getting a fluke turnover here or there, getting converting a touchdown into a field goal, which is what happened on the opening drive of the Saints. You know, they get that fumble, and then the Vikings holding the three. So, like, that was huge. That was a huge moment in the game. And I just think Clemson's going to need a lot of that to shrink the margins, because if LSU just plays the way they normally do and the way they're capable of, I feel pretty emphatically that Clemson has no chance.
I feel like Clemson, even though they're the defending national championship and they do their whole, oh, little old Clemson, nobody respects us, I do think the one thing that's true about that is I do think Dabo Swinney is going to play this game like they're the underdog, in a sense of fake punts, fake field goals, onside kicks, very aggressiveness from Clemson is going to be there. Right, they're going to play it like we got to steal a possession here, we got to steal a possession there. They're going to play it like they're the underdog. So I think LSU needs to be ready for that. The one thing I was thinking, Andrew, before we get out of here is, you know, we've said it. Look, the Saints, they only have one title under Sean Payton, but they've been incredibly unlucky, right? You know, yes, they've lost three straight games on the last play. They got fucked by the Rams in the call. The Vernon Davis game, that game was super close. Like, they've, like, a couple of breaks here and there, and you're talking about two or three Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
And they just haven't got it. On the flip side, man, think about how lucky and fortunate LSU has been. 2000 and first Nick Saban title. They play Oklahoma. They squeeze by USC by like 1/1000th of a computer point, right? Mm-hmm. 2007, they get in. They lose to Arkansas the final regular season game. They get in because a two-win Pitt team goes to West Virginia. Pat White gets hurt, and West Virginia loses. Another team ahead of them loses, and suddenly they're in the championship game. They're the first team ever with two fucking losses to play for a title. It's in the Superdome. They boat race Ohio State. They get the trophy. The only bad luck they've really had is in 2011, if Dan Bailey makes the kick for Oklahoma State, it's Oklahoma State and not Alabama. LSU would have boat raced Oklahoma State, and Les Miles would have two titles. But besides that, man, they get fortunate. You know, they get Joe Burrow on a transfer. They get Joe Brady from the Saints. Like, they've been very fortunate. Andrew, if they win Monday, it'll be their third national title with their third different coach. Like, to make that many consecutive good hires of a football coach is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, fingers crossed it happens, man, because I just think what a big moment that would be for Ed Orgeron, for the state of Louisiana, just the excitement that would surround the school, the money that the school gets to be able to kind of build off of it.
Yeah.
So I really hope it happens, man. But no, it's interesting. Everything you just said makes me think about the Patriots, you know, and what if Vinatieri had missed one of those crucial kicks? And what if the Tom Brady tuck rule had been called a fumble? And what if Malcolm Butler, like, what if the Seahawks had run the ball with Marshawn Lynch? Like, instead of six Super Bowls, would they only have three? You know? And so when you talk about all those Saints games where it's just like near narrow losses, what if those had all played out just a little differently and it would have been three Super Bowls instead of one? So, you know, as much as we want to talk about greatness, there's a lot of circumstantial stuff that is completely out of Drew Brees' hands, completely out of Tom Brady's hands, completely out of Joe Burrow's hands. You know, there's a lot of dumb luck and occurrence. All you can really do is control what you can control, and the rest is kind of up to fate. So, but, you know, I think if anything, the one thing that would make me nervous about this game is, I think you're absolutely right, that Dabo Swinney is going to have Clemson in this game, much like the Vikings came to New Orleans, that, hey, everyone's counted us out. No one's giving us a chance. And I just think that mental edge is a dangerous thing, because you're going to have them come in there and you're going to have them thinking they have to prove the doubters wrong. Everyone thinks LSU is going to win this game. And you're absolutely right. I think Dabo Swinney is going to come out swinging. He's going to call his crazy play calling. He's going to flex those muscles of X's and O's. And LSU is going to have to be ready for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. My thing with this LSU team, as we get out of here, is this is the greatest, most fun LSU team of my lifetime. It just is. Joe Burrow has 60 combined touchdowns. Their offense is insane. And if they can beat Clemson, they will be recognized as one of the great college football teams of all time. They will be, Andrew, because they'll be undefeated. They'll have the Heisman Trophy winner. They'll have averaged 50 points a game. They'll have set all the SEC offensive records. Like, they have a chance to be one of the iconic college football teams of all time. And I want that so desperately for them and as a fan to say, that was my fucking team. The 2019 LSU, I want to be able to argue in 5 or 10 years that they were the greatest team ever, and I can't do that if they don't win Monday. So they gotta win.
Yeah, no, you know, I think defensively at times, maybe this hasn't been a great defense, but it's been fascinating to watch how they've been able to put it together these last 4 games or so.
They're healthy, man.
Yeah, they're healthy, and they just finally look like they're playing complementary football, and it isn't just about the offense. And I think they have a chance here to finish the season strong and make that case that they really are one of the best college football teams of all time.
And I need Ed Orgeron to just stunt all over everybody in the post-game press conference. I need that. So, guys, this has been Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Thanks for joining us. This one was free. You should totally subscribe to this podcast. We're the number one Saints podcast on earth. Every day we give it to you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Monday.
Go Tigers.